And let me say, I apologize if there's any background noise. I'm having some work done here, and there seems to be some thumping going on. We are, and now drilling. I apologize. I am now on agenda item number 11, PR-2021-005151. It's application SD-2023-00213, final plat. This is Tierra West LLC, agent for Dennis and George LLC, requesting final plat approval for all or a portion of tracts D1, plat of tracts D1, E1, Unit 1, AMAFCA, Black Arroyo Channel, or ROW, right-of-way Paradise Heights, zoned MXM, located at 10850 Golf Course Road, containing approximately 7.67 acres. The owners are Dennis and George LLC. The request is a major subdivision final plat approval. This has been, no, I maybe it hasn't been heard here before. I would welcome the representative Tierra West to identify themselves. It's not Mr. Lozoya.
A development hearing officer, that would be me, Luis Noriega.
Mr. Noriega, your address, please.
Sure. 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And Mr. Noriega, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a brief description of your request.
Sure. So, today we are requesting final plat approval of the existing tract D1 in order to subdivide the tract to four new commercial lots. Previously, we had preliminary plat approval. The infrastructure improvements agreement has been executed, and the property owner posted a financial guarantee. I do want to point out, and some oversight on my part, after the preliminary plat approval, we noticed typos or errors in calculating the total area of the proposed lots. We're not proposing to physically move any pre-approved property lines. However, we did have the surveyor double check and or correct the acreage for each lot to ensure the areas add up. I'd be happy to take any questions or comments.
Okay, let's first turn to any members of the public who are here to speak on this item, agenda item number 11. Are there any members of the public here on this matter? Seeing none, we will proceed to Mr. Houle with the Water Authority. Mr. Houle.
Okay, this is Andre Houle with the Water Authority. David Gutierrez reviewed this and he was concerned that the addition previous comments were not addressed regarding the easement dedication on the cover sheet. And I'm going by what he did previously. And I don't know if you've had a chance to look at his previous comments to see if all those were addressed.
Mr. Noriega, are you in a position to answer that?
I would, yeah, this is Luis. I would say that I received confirmation that the comments were addressed at the preliminary hearing, and there were no comments in the notice of decision.
Okay. All right, because he had some comments on the infrastructure list. And it sounds like you've already got it approved, so he probably signed that, so that's all right. I just need to verify that the dedication, standard
Dear,
dedication language is on the plat, and I
oh,
can't.
it's on the last page on the bottom left.
Okay.
That, and it includes all of the Water Authority easements.
Okay. All right, so I don't have any objections to this final plat.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mr. Palmer, code enforcement.
Oh, Sorry, I'm covering for Mr. Palmer. He had to go to a meeting. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I apologize. Code enforcement has no objections. Mr. Palmer stated that to me.
All right, thank you very much. Parks and Rec, Whitney Phelan.
Okay. Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I didn't have any objections to the request. Just a note that for future development, if the site is over 5 acres that's being developed, there is a trail along West Side Boulevard, and so there are additional requirements for street frontage landscaping that will need to be addressed. And you can find that in the IDO 56D under street trees, and then there's a next section for additional frontage requirements. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. We're going to hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo, transportation.
Mr. Armijo, transportation. We have no objection prior to future development. There is an approved traffic study, but an approved traffic circulation layout will be required prior to site plan.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. All right, and for planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So the only remaining comment that I had pertaining to information on the plat was that we need to have the date of DHO approval on the plat should it be approved by the DHO. I'll also note too, we had a, this is a very minor, Luis, you noted this too, I think, but we had a, I'm gonna share my screen here. You had a very minor change between tracks D1A and D1D when it comes to the preliminary and final plat. Just want to note this. I don't know, I defer to Mr. Beazar on this and Ms. Wolfley. I don't know, I mean, it's so minor, if this would trigger the requirement for a preliminary plat amendment before approving the final plat. I hope not, but I just want to note that the preliminary plat showed track D1A being 88,610 square feet in size. The final plat shows it being 88,669 square feet in size. Track D1D, it shows 93,785 square feet. And the final plat, 93,838 square feet. Again, very minor differences in size. You want to, you just mention, well, just confirm that, Mr. Noriega, you know, maybe why?
This is Luis. I'm just confirming it was oversight on my part. I did not, after the preliminary plat, I noticed that the acreages weren't adding up, so I had the surveyor double check those areas. However, we did not intend to relocate any property lines.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. Mr. Beazar, are you there?
Yeah, this is Shahab Beazar. That shouldn't be an issue. I mean, it's stated on record that
minor.
It was an error. It's minor stuff, and the lot lines are not really changing. It's just that the square footage was not correct.
Great.
And I'll point out that Mr. Noriega said that in his opening comments. And so we appreciate that candor. Okay. Any other comments from planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, that concludes my comments. I'm putting my condition of approval in the chat right now.
Thank you. All right. Anything further, Mr. Noriega, on this matter?
Yeah, just a question on where are we adding the date of approval for the plat? What part of the plat is that going to be located at? Just so I know.
I think Mr. Rodenbeck's putting that in the chat right now.
Well, I can show it to Jay Rodenbeck. I think it should go under notes. Mr. Beazar, do you concur? Or it could go any really on.
Yeah, as long as it's on the plat, it should be fine.
Yeah,
anywhere,
or maybe even under here, so you don't mess with your signature page. I just know it needs to be noted on the plat.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. In agenda item number 11, which is PR-2021-005151 and application SD-2023-00213, the request is approved. And the conditions are that the date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat somewhere on the plat prior to final sign off of the plat. That concludes this matter, item number 11. Thank you.